Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really heating things up, taking a closer look at something that's, well, kind of a game changer for anyone who loves grilling. Smart BBQ timers?
Mm-hmm.
For ages, grilling's been about intuition, maybe a bit of guesswork, lots of lifting the lid.
Right, the constant checking.
Exactly. Huh. But these smart devices, they bring some real precision, science mm-hmm. almost, to your backyard cooking. Helps you nail that perfectly cooked meat every single time.
Yeah, consistency is huge.
So our mission today basically is to dig into how this tech can really elevate your grilling. Make it tastier, sure, but maybe more importantly, way less stressful. And we're basing this all on some great sources you shared.
Looking forward to it.
So the big question is, how can this little bit of tech help turn you into like the neighborhood grill master and crucially free you up to actually enjoy the party without constantly worrying, is it done? Is it done yet?
That's the core idea, yeah. At heart, these smart timers are this really cool blend of new technology and, you know, classic cooking techniques. They're built to monitor things in real time. We're talking internal meat temperature, cooking times, getting it right consistently. And what's actually pretty amazing and maybe surprising is how many can track multiple different things cooking at once, which is wow, a lifesaver for bigger cookouts.
Oh, I can totally picture that. You know, juggling chicken, maybe some sausage, trying to remember what needs what.
Exactly, while also trying to talk to your guests.
Right. So what's the dream scenario then? What do these timers actually let you do?
Well, the biggest immediate thing is freedom. Well, seriously. And just less stress.
I like the sound of that.
Imagine actually stepping away from the grill. Like, properly away. Mingling, prepping sides, grabbing a drink, all while keeping tabs on the meat's temperature right there on your phone. No more hovering, no more that constant anxiety about burning the steaks or serving undercooked chicken.
Okay, that alone sounds worth it.
It really is. And that precision, it's not just about avoiding disaster. It actually makes you braver, you know, more willing to experiment. Well, you can tackle trickier cuts or maybe try a new technique like reverse searing because you know the timer's got your back on that crucial internal temp. Takes the guesswork right out.
Right.
So you can focus on getting that perfect crust or nailing the seasoning. And the multi-probe thing, being able to monitor, say, a brisket and some chicken thigh simultaneously, getting each one perfect, that's huge for parties.
Yeah. Managing different cooks is always a challenge.
Definitely simplifies it.
And you mentioned safety earlier. That focus, that seems really important. The peace of mind sounds great. But what about sort of the deeper advantages? Beyond just making life easier.
Oh, absolutely. A huge one is just better cooking accuracy, which directly ties into food safety. That's critical.
Right.
Being able to cook meats to the exact right temperature isn't just about taste and texture, though it massively improves this. It's vital for killing harmful bacteria. Think about pork or especially poultry.
Yeah, you can't mess around with chicken.
Precisely. These timers make hitting those safe internal temps really straightforward. No more hoping you know it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of building on that accuracy point.
Yeah.
They just eliminate the guesswork completely.
Right. The old poke it and hope method.
Exactly. Which, you know, works sometimes if you're experienced, but it's inconsistent. Smart timers use actual data, real-time measurements.
So more reliable results.
Way more reliable. Restaurant quality results potentially every time. And that really boosts your confidence at the grill.
I can see that.
Plus, most have customizable alerts. You set your target temp and your phone buzzes you when it's ready.
Ah, so you really can't step away.
Totally. You can focus on guests, on sides, whatever. Especially useful during those big holiday cookouts like 4th of July or Labor Day when things are hectic. Gives you real peace of mind.
Okay, I'm pretty convinced. This sounds like a must-have. So if someone's thinking, all right, I need one, what are the key features they should be looking for when they shop around?
Yeah, good question. There are definitely a few essentials. First up, multiple temperature probes.
Okay, why multiple? Well, it lets you monitor different foods at once, obviously, but also different parts of a single large piece of meat, like a big pork shoulder or a brisket. Those can cook unevenly.
Oh, right. Makes sense.
So multiple probes give you a much better picture of overall doneness.
Got it. What else?
Smartphone connectivity. This is pretty much standard now, but you need to look at how it connects. Bluetooth is common, great range for maybe, you know, 150 feet or so. Good if you're staying in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
But Wi-Fi models, they connect to your home network. That means you can check your smoker from literally anywhere with an internet connection.
Wow. Okay. Like from the store.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or just from the couch inside if it's raining. That long-range capability is a game changer for those really long, slow cooks.
And the apps do more than just show temps, right?
Oh, yeah. Many apps are packed with features. Recipe suggestions, cooking guides, preset temperatures for different meats. Really useful stuff.
Cool. What's next?
Customizable alerts. We touched on this, but make sure you can set specific temps and times. Some even offer different alert sounds or vibration, which is great if it's noisy outside.
Good point. Yeah.
And finally, durability and weather resistance. This is crucial. It's an outdoor tool, right?
True.
It needs to handle rain showers, summer heat, humidity. Look for something well-built that feels like it'll last more than one season.
Okay, solid advice. Now, are there any specific models that stand out from the pack?
Yeah, there are a few popular ones worth mentioning. The iGrill 2 often comes up. It's known for reliable wireless monitoring.
Okay.
Connects up to 4 probes, solid Bluetooth range, maybe 150 feet. The app's good real-time updates, presets, easy-to-read display on the unit itself. It's just a dependable workhorse.
Right.
Then you've got something like the Meator Plus. This one's really innovative.
How so?
It's completely wireless. Like, the probe itself has no wires.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which is amazing for things like rotisserie or just not having cables draped across your grill. It uses long-range Bluetooth up to maybe 165 feet, and it has dual sensors in the one grill.
Dual sensors.
Uh-huh. Measures internal meat temp and the ambient temperature inside the grill. Super smart. The app also has guided cooking systems, kind of walks you through the cook. Rechargeable battery, very slick.
That sounds pretty advanced.
It is, yeah. A bit pricier often. Then for a more budget-friendly but still really reliable option, there's the ThermoPro TP20.
Okay.
Usually comes with 2 probes, has a separate wireless receiver unit with a big display, really long range, like 300 feet sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, great range. It has preset temps, and you can even save your own custom settings. Maybe not as flashy as the Meator, but super dependable. A great starting point for many people.
Those all sound like excellent options. Definitely covering different needs and budgets. So that leads to the next big question. How do you actually choose the right one for you, for your specific grilling style?
That's key, isn't it? You got to evaluate your own needs first. What do you usually grill? Lots of steaks and burgers, or are you more into big, low and slow cuts like brisket?
Right.
Big cuts really benefit from multiple probes. Also, think about your grill or smoker size. A huge offset smoker might need that longer Wi-Fi range, or maybe longer probe cables if it's not wireless.
Okay.
How many people do you usually cook for? Big parties mean juggling multiple dishes, so multi-probe capability is huge. And what's your style? Are you a set it and forget it type, or do you like to actively monitor and tweak things?
Mm-hmm. Good points.
Then there's budget, obviously. Prices vary a lot, maybe $30 up to $200 or even more.
Yeah.
If you only grill occasionally, a basic model might be fine. But if you're out there every weekend, investing a bit more often pays off in features and durability. And think about the long run, preventing even one expensive brisket from getting ruined can basically pay for the timer. Less waste.
True, true. Good way to think about it.
Compatibility is another thing. Double check it works with your phone or tablet. Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, whatever you need. Some even link up with smart home stuff like Alexa for voice alerts, which is kind of cool. And check out the app features, recipes, cooking charts, community sharing. See what appeals to you.
Okay.
And then prioritize ease of use. You want something intuitive, right? Easy setup, clear display, maybe backlit for grilling at night, simple controls for timers and alarms.
Definitely don't want something complicated when you're trying to relax.
Exactly. Yeah. And finally, back to durability. Check reviews, look for sturdy materials, good weather resistance ratings, and decent battery life. You want it to last.
All right, so let's say you've done the research, weighed the options, picked your perfect timer, it arrives. What's the setup process generally like?
Yeah.
And how do you make sure it's actually accurate?
Okay, setup. Usually it's pretty simple. Unpack it, read the quick start guide, maybe.
Maybe.
Charge it up if it's rechargeable.
Right.
And then you'll download the app and pair the device with your phone via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. The app usually walks you through it.
Okay.
Now, the crucial bit for accuracy, calibration. Don't skip this.
Right, you mentioned that. How does it work?
Most common ways are using boiling water, which should read 212 Fahrenheit or 100 Celsius at sea level. Adjust for altitude or ice water, which should be 32 Fahrenheit or 0 Celsius. The instructions will tell you how to check and adjust if needed.
Gotcha. Essential first step.
Totally. Then, when you're actually cooking, probe placement is everything. You want it in the absolute thickest part of the meat.
Uh-huh.
Critically, avoid hitting bone, because bone conducts heat differently and will give you a false reading. Also avoid big pockets of fat for the same reason. Just aim for the center of the muscle.
Makes sense. And getting it connected to the phone. Pretty easy.
Usually, yeah. Turn on Bluetooth or connect to Wi-Fi on your phone, open the app, follow the pairing steps. Once it's linked, spend a few minutes just poking around the app, see where the temps are displayed, how to set alerts, find the presets, get familiar with it.
Okay, any common connection problems?
Sometimes range can be an issue, especially with Bluetooth if you wander too far, or interference from other devices. Usually just moving closer or maybe restarting the app or the timer itself fixes most things.
Good tips.
And to really get the most out of it, dig into those app features. Don't just use the default medium rare setting if you like yours a bit different. Set custom temperatures. Set multiple timers if you're juggling things. Play with the alert sounds or vibration patterns.
Right, personalize it.
Exactly. And check out the resources in the app. Many have great cooking charts, tons of recipes, sometimes even user forums where you can swap tips. They pack a lot in there.
It really does sound like more than just a thermometer. It's almost like a grilling assistant. So how do we use them really effectively, maybe for more advanced stuff? What are some smart strategies?
Well, reinforcing that probe placement is number one for accuracy. Thickest part, no bone, no big fat pockets. Use multiple probes for large or uneven cuts. And make sure the probe tip isn't poking out the other side or sitting right over direct flame.
Right, avoiding those false ratings.
Yeah, precisely. Then it's about actively using the information. Pay attention to the alerts, obviously, but also watch the temperature trend. Is it rising fast? Slowing down.
Oh.
This helps you anticipate when it'll be done and maybe adjust your grill temperature or vents accordingly. Remember, external factors matter: wind, cold weather, opening the lid too often. They all affect cooking time. Be ready to adapt based on those real-time readings.
Good point. It's not just set and forget, necessarily.
It can be, but active monitoring gives you more control. And, super important, always let the meat rest after it comes off the grill.
Yes. Crucial step.
Absolutely. The timer tells you when it hits the target internal temp, but resting lets the juices redistribute. Don't skip it.
Okay. What about troubleshooting? Besides connectivity, what else goes wrong?
Sometimes people get inaccurate readings. First thing is recalibrate. See if that fixes it. Second, clean your probes.
Yeah. Grill gunk.
Exactly. Grease and burnt on food can definitely mess with the sensors. Clean them gently after each use according to the manufacturer's instructions.
Good habit to get into.
Definitely. And maybe the most powerful advanced strategy, using multiple probes or even multiple timers for really diverse cooks.
Like different meats entirely.
Yeah. Imagine monitoring a pork butt for pulled pork, some chicken wings needing a different temp, and maybe even some grilled veggies simultaneously. Labeling your probes in the app helps keep track. It really unlocks grilling variety.
That sounds like serious grill mastery potential right there.
It really opens things up.
So, zooming out a bit, how does a smart timer fit into the whole BBQ ecosystem? How does it enhance everything else you might be doing?
It's like the brain, maybe. It works best with other good tools. A high-quality instant-read thermometer is still great for quick spot checks, you know?
Yeah, for verification.
Exactly. And having a good grill or smoker that holds temperature evenly, that makes the timer's job easier and the results better. It's all synergistic. Then you can layer on other things, good quality charcoal, smoking wood chips or chunks for flavor, grill mats for delicate stuff like fish. The timer gives you the confidence to manage the core cooking while you play with those extras.
And it encourages trying new things, you said.
Totally. Because you have that safety net of precise temperature control. Maybe you've always wanted to try reverse searing a thick steak.
Ooh, yeah.
The timer makes hitting that perfect initial internal temp easy, so you can focus on the final sear. Or maybe tackling your first brisket. Many apps have step-by-step guides for complex recipes like that. It really lowers the barrier to entry.
I could see that leading to some friendly competition.
For sure. Maybe even joining a local BBQ contest or cook-off. The precision helps level the playing field.
And what about learning from others?
Oh, huge. The BBQ community is amazing. Use your timer, get consistent results, then share. Join online forums, follow BBQ blogs or YouTube channels, check out Instagram, see what others are doing with their smart timers. Share your successes. Ask questions when you run into trouble. It's a great way to learn new techniques and just connect with fellow enthusiasts. It really enriches the whole experience.
So wrapping this up, it really sounds like smart BBQ timers offer a ton. You get that precision cooking, major peace of mind. And maybe most importantly, the freedom to actually step back and enjoy the gathering, enjoy the process.
Absolutely. It's about making consistently great food, yeah, but also making the whole experience less stressful and more fun.
It feels like a shortcut to nailing it every time.
In a way, yeah, a smart shortcut.
So here's a final thought to leave everyone with. Maybe the real secret ingredient in today's amazing BBQ isn't just about the rub or the sauce. Maybe it's about cleverly using technology like this. Tech that empowers you, lets you be more creative, push your own boundaries, turning every cookout from just a meal into, well, maybe a masterpiece. What new creation will you tackle with that kind of precision?